This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Washington State man who shot and sold eagles for the price of a bullet and bragged about going on a killing spree was sentenced to nearly 4 years in federal prison for his role in leading a trafficking scheme on the Flathead Indian Reservation. Travis John Branson, 49, who may have killed at least 3,600 birds over the course of 12 years, also was ordered to pay $777,000 in restitution for the eagles and hawks that the U.S. government could prove he killed. Some evidence came from Bronson's own text messages and other evidence. In his text messages read in court by a special investigator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Branson was full of braggadocio about the shootings, which he said he had done since as early as the 1980s. One of many of Branson's text messages read, "Out here committing felonies." Branson used high-powered optics, including expensive spotting scopes, and killed protected birds at night. In a text message, Branson said, "I hit one of them babies bad in the wing, flew off, and if he lands, he's going to crash LOL bad, bad, ugly." Said another text message, "I was nailing him with night vision down south, LOL." In March, Branson pleaded guilty to conspiracy, two counts of unlawful trafficking of bald and golden eagles, and violation of the Lacey Act, which prohibits interstate sale of poached wildlife. In pronouncing Branson's sentence, federal judge Dana Christensen said he was profoundly concerned with Branson's criminal behavior that led to the deaths of golden and bald eagles, immature birds, and hawks. "I think if you had not been caught, you'd still be doing it today," Judge Christensen said. The judge said the crimes were calculated. Branson knew he was violating federal law as revealed in his own text messages, and yet he continued to set baits, build blinds, direct others, and shoot birds, Judge Christensen said. The judge said Branson did so for the money. "You were acting out of greed over and over and over again." From 2009 to 2021, Branson made from $180,000 to $360,000 by selling protected eagle feathers and eagle body parts for profit on the black market. The restitution amount the judge ordered accounts for $5,000 for each of 118 eagles killed and $1,700 for each of 107 hawks killed. That's the number of birds the U.S. government could prove that Branson killed from 2015 through 2021, the period of 6 years for which he was charged. After the sentencing, U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich said eagles are not only birds of biological interest, they are a national symbol of freedom and liberty, and laws have been passed to protect bald and golden eagles. Laslovich said, "Ignoring these laws, Travis Branson and others hunted and slaughtered thousands of eagles on the Flathead Indian Reservation for over 30 years, then sold them on the black market across the United States and elsewhere." Even after he knew the authorities were onto him, Branson continued to kill and butcher the birds to sell their feathers. Laslovich said Branson was brazen in the conspiracy. However, Laslovich said the most offensive thing to him in the case is how numb Branson was when he killed these protected species. "He thought this was funny, but he's not laughing today, nor are we," Laslovich said. "He was enthusiastic, even giddy, about slaying these protected groups, which makes his conduct all the more unconscionable and grotesque." A co-defendant in the case, Simon Paul, also has been indicted in the conspiracy. He remains a fugitive. It's fall, and as temperatures drop, here's a yearly PSA. The swarm season for bees is starting. If you see a cluster of bees hanging on a limb or on another object, it's best to call a beekeeper. People are urged not to call an exterminator, not to use a water hose, and not to use bug spray on the swarm. Instead, call a beekeeper, or call the local county extension office, or a local beekeeping club, the police department, or a similar organization. Swarms of bees are quite literally homeless bees. As such, they are not defending a hive and are usually quite docile. Experienced beekeepers can remove the swarm to a more desirable location and both save the pollinators and remove the swarm from a problematic area. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.